Listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. All right, WMFO in Medford. It's the Bingo Show. Let's get rid of the Eagles and get to our show.
They can take our bones and bury them deep under the river, but we'll still be together, and we cannot be defeated. They can take our trombones and pack them down there with us, but no matter how long it takes us, we will not be defeated. When we dance together under the moon, and under the weather we will lock our eyes forever in the night.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, how are you doing out there? I'm so glad you could join me. Sorry, it was a little bit late. I guess because it's a holiday, they locked the doors and my card wasn't working. But we got it all taken care of and I'm here. Luckily, I came a little early. Let's see. So we don't really have a theme today, but, you know, it's been a rough week. And I'm not going to get into why I'm upset, pissed off, and all that, but I am, and sad, but we're gonna play some songs that are going to, I don't know, maybe embolden us a little, make me feel a little better, and also the devastating news last night of Leonard Cohen passing away, which is just one of my favorite artists of all time. So there's going to be a lot of that. We're going to devote the coverall to Leonard Cohen and also play quite a few Leonard Cohen songs, plus some post-election songs. Let's call it that. And enjoy. Let's get back to it. We're going to do a little public service announcement, and then we will get right back to it. So enjoy the show.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Working all Yeah, fascist.
All right, WMFO. That was the Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK. That was a demo version of it. That's from the disc DIY, Anarchy in the UK, UK Punk, 1976-1977. We heard Sleater Kinney before that doing Off With Your Head. I don't know what album that's off. I just have it. I just called it a single because I don't know if it's on an album. Sonic Youth did Youth Against Fascism off the disc Dirty from 1992. And Minutemen did This Ain't No Picnic from Ballot Result from 1987. And we started the show off with Rock Plaza Central, Anthem for the Already Defeated. And that's off the disc Are We Not Horses from Yep Rock Records in 2007. All right, we're doing not really a theme, but we've got a lot of songs of anger in the first half and a lot of songs of sadness because of Leonard Cohen in the second half. So it's mostly going to be some Leonard Cohen songs in the second half. And the coverall is going to be all Leonard Cohen covers. And then we'll do some Leonard Cohen songs and maybe some stuff that's kind of inspired by Cohen kind of thing. So anyway, stick around. It's going to be a good time. And let's see. Let's get right back to it. Let's keep the energy going. And we'll do this because the world's a mess.
I start this song.
Now, hey.
Yeah. Sometimes there's no star shining, scouting the edge of the universe. Sometimes you can't see a horizon between the ocean and the earth.
Indian scattered on God's highway bleeding. Ghost crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic LA.
It's summer, spirit of early mists and showers. Ixta, goddess of ropes and snares. Ixchel, the spider web that catches the dew of morning. Zui Kak, virgin fire, patroness of infants. Adziz, the master of cold. Kaku Pocket, who works in fire. Ixtub Doom, she who spits out precious stones. Ex-Jun Chan, the dangerous one. Apuk, the destroyer. Hiroshima, 1945, August 6. 16 minutes past 8 a.m. Who really gave that order?
Answer, control. The ugly American, the instrument of control.
Question, if control's control is absolute, why does control need to control?
Answer, control needs time.
Question, is control controlled by its need to control?
Answer, yes.
Why does control need humans, as you call them?
Wait, time, a landing. Death needs time like a junkie needs junk.
And what does death need time for?
The answer is so simple. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our poop's sake.
Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our poop's sweet sake, you stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for Apuk's sweet sake. You stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Like this. Brian Geisen had the all-purpose nuclear bedtime story. The all-purpose bedtime story, in fact. Some trillions of years ago, a sloppy, dirty giant flicked grease from his fingers. One of those gobs of grease is our universe on its way to the floor. Splat.
Bye.
All right, WMFO in Medford. That was The Clash, White Riot from The Clash, their debut album. And that was 1977. So we're doing all these kind of angry songs from all over the place. We had William Burroughs in there doing Ah, Pook the Destroyer and Brian Geisen's All-Purpose Bedtime Story from Dead City Radio. We had The Doors in there doing Peace Frog from Morrison Hotel. Before that, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. Arms Aloft from Street Corps. And X started us off with The World's a Mess, It's in My Kiss. From Beyond and Back, the X Anthology. And that brings us right up to date. It's 6:40, so we got about 20 minutes to go. This is Steve. This is The Bingo Show. I'm here every other Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with DJ Easy Ed and his variety show. I'm glad you could be here. It's been a rough week, but, you know, I think music will get us through it, I think. And that's all we can really do, right? So, let's see. I am going to... Oh, I got a good little thing for us. All right. I think I'm ready. Hopefully, this CD isn't too scratched up, but... I think we're okay. I'm going to try it anyway. All right, WMFO in Medford. If there's something you'd like to hear to get off your chest, give me a call at 855-915-WMFO. Or if you don't want to do the letter figuring out thing, it's 855-915-9636. And also, you can call 781-350-3264. I think the 855 number is for the long distance and the other one's for local. So... you can also instant message me at DJWMFO on the AOL Instant Messenger. And you can go to The Bingo Show's Facebook page and put a request in that way. So lots of ways to do it. If there's something you want to hear to get you through this week, I'd be glad to help. We got Leonard Cohen coming up in the second half. And not him himself, of course, but... because he just passed away, but we're going to play a lot of his songs, and some by other people and some by him, and it's going to be great. So let's see. Oh, okay. Let's hear what Steve Earle has to say.
We started out in November and toured around the States and Canada through February, and we went to Europe, and we were in Europe when the war broke out, and that's an experience I think every American should have at some point in their lives. If things keep going the way they're going, you'll get plenty of chances. It's happened to me twice, as a matter of fact. I was in Australia when the first Gulf War broke out. Seen a lot of stuff happen the last year and a half, and we got a lot of stuff to go through yet. And I think the main thing is that's important is that we're good to each other in this process. Because... look, I oppose this war, and this war is not over. A lot of people are, more people are going to die, and they're not done yet. And I oppose this war from the beginning, and I still oppose it. And that being said, though, and I've had to say this, especially in the States and in England, those of us that oppose this war do have to remember that we have neighbors and friends that have loved ones in harm's way, and we have to respect that as we oppose this war. It's like opposing the death penalty and the respect that you have to have for victims' family members, which is one of the first things I learned about that war. But you know what? I believe I am supporting our troops by wanting to bring every single one of them home right now.
And the most important thing to remember is no matter what anybody tells you, it is never, ever unpatriotic or un-American to question any fucking thing in a democracy.
Lived all over this town. left and the sun's the shore.
No.
If I banned my youth, would it come to me? Oh, love, won't you bat my eye? I miss the sweet garden men, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. A skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old U.S. of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I'll work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And you can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote as soon as they mature, but spare the rod and spoil the child to help them feel secure. And if I win election day, I might give you a job. I'll sign a bill to help the poor to show I'm not a snob. I'll open my door, I'm charging no admission, and you can be sure I'll give you my hand. I want to grow up to be a politician.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
All right, WMFO in Medford, like the man just said. And this is Steve, and it's the Bingo Show, and it just turned to 7 o'clock, so we're right at the top of the hour. The very tip-top of the hour, as they say. And let's see. Let me tell you what you just heard. That was a request for the Byrds. I want to grow up to be a politician. Before that, we heard Elvis Costello and the Attractions. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? That's from Armed Forces, of course. And Thou and the Big Get Down, Stay Down did We the Common. For Valerie Bolden, and that's off a disc called We the Common. And that's back from 2013. A band called Fiddlar, F-I-D-L-A-R, Fiddlar, from a self-titled EP that they have out. And that song was called No Way.